Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I'll assure you this is not a sales call. Is that something you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, perfect. May I ask, what is your zip code?
11432.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I do. I think last like how many? 16 years.
Oh, thank you. And do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Something else. What do you think?
Something. Okay. Thank you.
It's a female.
And what is the year of your birth?
Only year you need, right? 81?
Yes. Oh, okay, thank you. 81, okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not, like Asian.
Oh, you're Asian? Oh, okay, thank you. You say you're Asian, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Graduation, I did that, bachelor.
The highest degree?
Yeah, bachelor, I did that. College, I finished the college.
College, oh, okay, sorry. Let me see. All right, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote, like Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else, or not eligible to vote, or did not vote?
Why not? I'm going to get the vote.
Like I said, you can answer. You can answer.
I don't want to answer this question.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Thank you. And as you may know, that's true. You can give a positive answer or any answer that you feel, any answer that you want. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you not? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 you will probably vote? Or
no, I'll get the vote. I'll do the vote. I'll get it.
Certainly, almost certainly you will vote, or probably will vote.
I'll do it.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections in this scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
It is 7.
7, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Is the future one or just the current situation, what you want to know? Current is really worse, and the future, I don't know.
For this upcoming election, you think your vote...
I'll vote the future, but I don't know the community, how like they going to be worse, because previous one is the worst. I don't know this one.
Oh, okay. So you think your vote has a lot of power or has no power on when you vote?
Yes, because our bill this is.
Actually, I don't know this. Can you repeat the question again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. How much power do you think your boat has from a 0 to 10?
Definitely 9.
9, thank you.
Or 10 out of 10.
Okay, thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. So this one says, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree, or nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Can you repeat that question? I just forgot. What is the question?
Yeah. It says, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballots, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree?
Yeah, duty to agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you feel each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. So the first statement is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Does that matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
That's really not matter at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You say it's not really your problem, right?
All right. I'm the low voice, so I don't care about that.
All right. And then the next one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, does that matter a lot? Matters somewhat? Does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Actually matter, why not? We saw already Donald Trump, and we have to see the Harris. I don't know what they will do, but the Biden, you know that. So I don't know. Actually, honestly speaking, it's not really matter. If I go the work for today, then they're gonna pay me tomorrow. Otherwise, it's not. Like Donald Trump or Harry, nobody gives the money. They just cut the money from my check. So that's the only thing they do that. So honestly, those are not matter for me. We are manual people. We have to work and then we earn the money. That's it.
Okay. So does not matter much or does not matter at all for you?
That matter much, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Because really the service actually work or not, I have no idea. But they do everything, survey. But after that, what they will do with that, I have no idea.
Okay, I understand. And the next one is protecting gender equality. Does that matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
What the meaning of that?
Protecting gender equality. So when somebody wants to say that they are the same sex, whatever they want to be.
Of course, matter a lot. Of course, matter a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, does that matter a lot? Matter somewhat? Or does not matter much? Or does not matter at all?
No, that's the matter. Of course, the good people go, then they will do the good things. Otherwise,
So it matters a lot or it matters somewhat?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let me see. Okay. We know that people get busy when it's time to vote. So how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, you will say, in case that you are busy, that you are working and the elections come up, do you think that protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF, nothing will stop me from voting on that?
Why it come from all the things birth control things? Why? This
I'm
is
sorry?
The survey for the upcoming election, right? So what is the come from the like butt control thing, all these things?
That is because as you know, that each party basically focuses on something, some pro-life, some...
They are focused, because honestly, I couldn't see the news, and I don't know what is their issue. They are like, that's the topic to their like a birth control thing?
Yes.
Wow, I don't know that.
Yeah, so basically that's why it's your opinion. You let us know what do you think about them. That's why it's a survey. And they take all this, everybody's information, like everybody's answers, they take it and they make a chart to see how people feel about certain things.
Actually, for bottom, people need the like survival things, not the birth control thing. People doesn't have the job, they need the job, this and that. That should be. It's not butt control things. So like, I don't know. Okay, I'm not like.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So with this one, sorry about that. So protecting reproductive rights, including birth control pills, on that, nothing will stop you from voting. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. On no chance, I will vote.
No, I was the convenient, I'll vote.
Oh, okay. And next one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop me from voting. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. And no chance, I will vote.
I'll vote. I'll vote. Like if I have a chance to get in the vote. What's the vote.
Okay. Protecting gender equality. Nothing will stop me from voting. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
No, I'll vote. If I don't know, if I'm live.
Okay. Probably okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop me from voting. I want to vote and probably will. Or if it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote.
Is a convenient, I'll vote, definitely.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or will you not vote, or are you undecisive, or some other option?
I don't know exactly. So how long is it going to be take? Is it a few minutes? Now is it like almost 15 minutes?
Oh, sorry. Yes, yeah, that's a little bit more questions, some other questions.
This is the third time I did the like survey today. The one for the like street, the like, and one for the another. This is the third one I'm doing today.
Oh, hey, that's good. That's good that you helped us out for the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, what I can do is read them pretty fast so you can just give us an answer, and that way I guess they have some questions. So with this one, will you vote for a Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, other independent third party, or undecisive?
I told you this question I'm not answering. Asked me before as well. This question I'm not answering.
Okay, no worries.
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party. We'll vote for other political offices, but not president.
Almost the question is like as the you be asked before. That's almost the same. I'm not telling this I'm not telling this this answer. No.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Almost. Mm-hmm. This is totally my choice. I should vote. Why I should tell the public they're like, no.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. As you're saying, that's your.
They shouldn't ask this question. No. They should be like, remove that discussion from the start. No.
Oh, okay.
You have
thank
to like, they, everybody has their own choice. They will, why they tell other people?
That's your issue. You're the one that make the choice once you're voting. In the 2024 elections for Congress was held, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or third party, or independent candidate, or are you undecisive, or will you not vote?
I'll decide vote, but that's the depend on my, like, how they do the doing. That's the decide for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Okay, let's see. So, but if you have to vote, if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, third party candidate, or will not vote?
That's the same question again.
That's true. Let me go right here. Thank you. If you knew that that protecting the LGBTQ rights was on the ballot for this November, how much more motivated will you vote on the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, somewhat motivated, no chance,
somewhat motivated.
Somewhat more motivated? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How much of anything have you heard about Proposition Number 1, a constitutional amendment that on the ballot that protects the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not that much.
Not much. All right. Thank you. All right. Here is a text from Proposition Number 1, the amendment that might appear in the ballot on New York in November. It adds certain protection on the state bill of rights. So it reads, add anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers in ethnicity, national origin, age, disabilities, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecisive, or will you not vote?
The third option, what did you say?
Undecisive.
Well, yes, the other one.
Okay, thank you. But if you have to choose, how will you vote, yes, no, or will not vote?
I'll vote. But the own decision, like I told you.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. I know that's for you to decide right there once you're voting, right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you read, this amendment, do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, give voting rights to immigrants, prevent discrimination based on age, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, remove parents' rights over their children medical decisions, or strengthen voting rights protection? So do you think this amendment, which of those options would you think it would do?
Actually, I don't know. What is that? Like, remove the protection from the children? No, that's big no. That should be, like, protection by parents.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anything else?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no in this amendment, or are you undecisive?
That's the last option.
Undecisive. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Proposition Number 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? Is that is somewhat or much more or less motivating? So the Proposition Number 1, remember that
much.
Is...
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, so the Proposition Number 1 is that will protect abortion rights. Are you much more motivated to vote on this amendment? Somewhat more motivated to vote on this amendment? No different?
Somewhere. I'm not sure. Sure about that. Somewhere. Not the, like, fully motivated about this like topic, but some.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. And next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on the scale from 0 to 10. When 0 means you strongly agree, and 10 means you, when 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree. So I will read some statements and tell me if you agree or disagree. If you disagree, it's a 0, and if you agree, it's a 10, or you can choose any numbers in between those. So everyone deserves to have the equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from. Do you, from 0 to 10?
Of course I'm agree, and 10.
Thank you. Next one, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
Yeah, I agree.
You
without
agree with
parents,
it?
No.
Like a 10? Okay.
10.
Thank you. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. How do you agree with this one?
Can you repeat the question again? I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
What's the meaning of that? Like, protect the, like...
The children that have changed their sex, do you think is important to protect their decisions?
Of course, it should be like without like I don't know what is the topic is coming from. That there is a big issue is there, and there are wow. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay, so you agree or disagree with this one?
Disagree.
Disagree. Okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Do you agree or disagree? From 0 to 10.
What the question?
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Of course, after the before the immigrants. Whoever is living now, they need the most care they need.
Yeah. So from 0 to 10, how do you agree with this one?
10.
Okay, thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural backgrounds or place of birth.
Everybody has a what?
Deserves a chance to thrive, like to make it, to...
Right? Is it like...
To be successful, so everybody deserves a chance to be successful, no matter their cultural backgrounds or place of birth.
It's stressful, but I don't understand the word.
Oh, successful. Like
stuff is 100%.
Oh, okay, thank you. Defending our...
They came from the background, definitely.
Oh, okay, thank you. So the next one is defending our personal freedoms, including their rights to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
I don't know that, Jimmy.
Like remember you can if you don't know if you undecided you can
I don't know because lots of things are ongoing political.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Everyone regardless of gender or sexuality should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
That should be That should be. They have a legal authority to do that. They should be married.
Oh, okay. So that's 10 for you then? You agree?
Yeah, it's not 10, but it's 6.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let me see.
Not 10. I'm not fully agree to honestly. that one, but it's okay. Okay, I'm not going to all these things, but it's okay.
Yeah, we respect your decision, man. That's you. It is more
like only I don't understand that concept. Like, oh, no, I don't want that.
And it is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
For what? The Mary's thing?
Yes, like it's better to help everybody in general instead of just helping one specific people like the disabilities. You think everybody should serve help or just one, just a specific people?
Everybody, if they need the help, they should be like get that there.
Oh, okay. So that would be like a 10 for you. That you strongly agree.
Mm. No, it's like a 7.
A 7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
It's not finished yet. It's not finished yet, the survey.
No, that's it. Come on.
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
How long is it going to be take?
Probably 5 minutes. I just read the questions really fast to you then.
If you read the first, I couldn't understand. So what the benefit of the survey?
Okay. And so this one, the government should not able to discriminate against anyone. How do you agree with this one from 0 to 10?
7.
7, thank you. Let me see. Okay, so here's a short statement about proposition number 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New Yorker's state constitution that closes loopholes to protect against attacks we're seeing across the country. At the moment in time when you are seeing the state government in courts walks right backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection to New Yorkers explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on person's ethnicity, national origin,
can
age, sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
The third option that you said it, I'm deciding.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to choose, will you vote yes, no, or will not vote? Still undecided, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Over the course of the survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change at all, but as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and the other state and local offices. November, how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably 50-50, not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you think you find more convincing, even if either is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? So statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into a constitution. It will strip parents of their rights and make decisions of their children to allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And statement B,
immigration, like people should be handled. That one.
Okay. And B, these claims are false.
It's too much all over.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's true. As you're saying. Well, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care. If this amendment does not change that, the protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state of constitution to make sure that the people are protected against discrimination and government, no matter their age, their race, and ethnicity. Do you think the statement A is more like a negative statement, negative B?